So my wife and I took the kids down to the passport office the other day because they needed to renew their passports, and at some point in the future we're going to travel.
Right.
And it became urgent. Like, their passports expired sometime during the pandemic. Who the fuck knows? And I saw this ridiculously cheap airfare for like next summer, next fall, like $400 to Morocco.
I think it's like $400 to, I know this is crazy, but Hawaii, which I've tried to go to Hawaii before and tickets were like $1,200.
I have never gone to Kauai for that reason. It's just crazy expensive and it's fucking far. Like, for that money, you can just go to another country. But
Right?
guess what? We can't go to another country.
Nope, we're banned.
But anyway, the four of us are in the car and we're on our way back. And my daughter, who is 9, says to me, "What is that thing on the side of the road? It's like a lowercase t, it's got some ribbons on it."
Oh my God.
And I was like, "That's a cross?" And I was like, "How do you not know what a cross is?"
Mean,
Because,
why would she?
yeah, it's like that. Because she's my smart kid. Like, she's the one who, like, reads a 500-page book every week.
Okay, but your other kid, what, he's six, I think.
Not my smart kid. I'm not going to name them because I don't want.
I know, but like he's six, so how do you know if he's not smart yet?
I live with this little fucker.
It's Jason. Ah, oh,
No,
Jason.
he's smart. He's
Of
very
course
smart.
he is. He's your son.
He's just not the girl. Anyway, the girl's like, "What's the cross about?" And I start explaining that it's a symbol of Christianity, and I realize that how is it that no one in her life is religious?
No one, not
Yeah,
you
like,
guys.
not us, not, my family, not her side, my wife's side of the family. Just no one's religious.
Wait, so wait, your mom isn't religious? What about your uncle?
Sometimes he's Muslim, sometimes he's Catholic. I'm never quite sure.
Right.
But there's no consistent religion. So I was trying. She understands the concept of religion. Like, she's read a lot of mythology, and she understands gods, and she understands that there are some theistic faiths. But the boy had no frame of reference whatsoever.
Right.
So I'm trying to explain the concept of God. And I realize it's really difficult to explain God as an atheist to someone who has absolutely no foundation of spirituality without being condescending.
And
Because,
right, and you don't want to be condescending.
right, because you want the children to be open-minded, but it's like, so, some people believe in make-believe,
Wait,
and you're like, okay, I
no,
can't phrase it that way.
rewind that.
It's like, some people believe that there's these magical
Okay, that's not quite it.
men.
That's quite not it either. So, what did you land on? And what did your wife say? Was she just like, do we have to do this talk right now?
But she always like wants me to hedge my bet, not to influence the children. Let them make the decision on their own whether or
I
not
get that.
they're going to believe in real things or pretend things.
Right, I get that.
And it's like, I feel like a bit of a hypocrite because, like, we did the whole Santa Claus thing.
I was gonna ask you about that because my kids are just starting, and I'm like, should we do Santa Claus? I feel like it's such a lie
Let me
for
tell you why.
them.
Let me tell you why you should do it.
Okay.
So you have someone else to take the heat when you don't buy them shit.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's good. I might see my kids are at the well, they're 1 and 2 and a half, so the 2 and a half year old got Santa this year, but didn't understand what his role was. Just like he's there, and of course they don't ask for anything because they don't know that what they want. But I also kind of was just like, I just remember as a little kid being so disappointed that it was all fake and that everyone had lied to me. And I don't know, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, it's a good life lesson that everyone's going to lie to you.
I know, but wow, what a hard one. I think my mom was pretty good. She handled it in a way that was like, well, Santa Claus is us because we love you. And that was kind of how she did it. I
And
don't
see, my
know.
kids are going to be like, "What, you cheap bastard? That's why I didn't get a pogo stick." I don't know,
A
because I just made that up.
pogo stick.
Is that still a
You are
thing? Probably.
such a dad.
Your kids at some point are going to start watching YouTube, and that's when they'll start asking for things.
Nope. No. Not gonna happen. My sister lets her 5-year-old watch YouTube and she monitors it, but like one of the things she likes to watch is this woman who you don't see her, you just see her hands, and she talks and narrates and she plays with toys, and it's so fucking weird.
Oh, you have no idea. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
I
Kids can
know.
watch that shit all day. And you have to monitor them because, like, five videos in, they're recruiting into ISIS. So, welcome back to Eat the Press, guys.
Welcome back. And if you haven't checked it out, we were guests on BY Money Pod. It dropped on Thursday, so go check that out. It's on our Twitter page and
Yeah,
all
you
that
will
crap.
find it on all the things as Brigham Young Money.
Yes, Brigham Young Money, which is I believe a ironic name.
Yeah, it's not a money pack. It is a play on Brigham Young and Young Money. A portmanteau, if you will. That's not really what a portmanteau is, but you don't come
It's
here for
fine.
facts.
It's fine. Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, check out Brigham Young Money. We're going to have those guys on soon. It was a blast. So, this week, the federal government announced the opening of a new facility to house unaccompanied migrant children.
Yes. Is it technically a new facility, though?
They're definitely keeping them in new shelters.
Right.
But it brings to the forefront the question of kids in cages and how we thought we were done with that.
Yes.
But we got new cages.
Yes, they're painted pretty colors, and I think that I saw it described that they were like shipping containers with bars on the windows.
There are in fact shipping containers. Now, container houses are a thing. I personally lived in a shipping container for 6 months.
What?
Yeah, and when I was in on a deployment in the military.
What? That's nuts.
It kind of sucks a lot.
I was gonna say, how was that experience?
I mean, I've lived in worse apartments. It's not the shipping container that sucks, it's kind of being deployed to uphold imperialism that sucks.
Right. Also, a shipping container doesn't have running water or heat.
So we had a shipping container on the other side of the street. I'm doing air quotes for street because we were in an abandoned steel mill.
Okay.
So like on the other side of the road there was a shipping container that had somehow been like hooked up with plumbing.
Okay.
But yeah, no, they're housing kids in these. And people are rightfully outraged on both sides of the political spectrum.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're getting Republicans pointing out the hypocrisy, saying, oh, it was bad when Trump did it, but you guys have shiny new cages.
And they like, painted them bright colors and et cetera, but like I guess one thing I didn't find in my reading is what company is profiting from this?
Oh, I think they've partnered with some private prison companies. I mean, this is the sort of project that historically has gone to Halliburton. Because Halliburton's really good at setting up makeshift cities and camps.
Right. No, I didn't get to read as much about it as you did. I guess, there's a lot of people, centrists online who are like, there was an article about it, I think in the New York Times. You read that article?
I read a few articles. I can't say that specifically I read that one.
And a lot of the centrists were like, did you even read the article? And it's like, yes, we read the article. And they're like, well, what do you propose? Like, how do you propose to fix this? And fix this, by fix this, they mean they're still unaccompanied minors coming across the border. However, a lot of them are with adults. So they're not technically unaccompanied. They're just unaccompanied by their legal guardians, or they don't have papers.
Yeah, no, to be clear, this is not the family separation policy.
Right.
The family separation policy has been suspended.
And I did read that they reunited, I think, 100 kids or
I read that
something.
they were able to locate
Okay,
the
locate.
parents of 100 children who had been separated from their parents. Because,
Right.
for a while, the government didn't even know how many children they had separated
It
or
was
where the
terrible.
parents were. So it's not, you can't just snap your fingers and return the kids because the Trump administration intentionally made it difficult to reunite these families.
Right. There's a lot of talk of like, what do you propose? And I guess maybe this is just a crazy idea I had, but like, aren't there a lot of empty hotels? Do we have to put them in shipping containers? Like, I understand that they have to have paperwork done and be processed, but like, from what I read is like these camps that they set up are very far away from anything else, so that they're not, there's no public scrutiny for them day by day.
Yeah, it's a really tricky situation. If there were US citizen children who were not with their parents and we could not locate the parents, the state would be responsible for housing those children. And this is a similar situation. The only difference is these kids, because they do not have legal status in the United States, they aren't put into the standard foster care system.
Right.
And it's meant to be temporary. So this is where you go to the optics. Like, there are still bars on the window. And the children, like a child who's in foster care, or a child who's in a group home, or some sort of government center, that child can still go to school during the day. They come and go as they please. There is a modicum of freedom that these children don't have.
Right. They are still treated like little children prisoners.
And that's the ugly part, but what do you do? I mean, a lot of these children have relatives in the United States.
Right.
And without question, those whose relatives you can find, put the, give them custody of the children.
Right. That I think is, I don't know, how long does that take? I don't know. I know that Trump left a mess. His people left a mess. Also, I vaguely skimmed. I couldn't find it. I tried to read it again, but apparently someone in the Trump administration on his last day in office did something. God, maybe I hope you read this, 'cause now I'm getting like lost in the weeds. Did something that basically fucked over Biden with ICE immigration. They gave all this power to ICE, and Biden can't do anything about it. And it seems like ICE just does whatever the fuck they want.
I am somewhat sympathetic to Biden's plight of having a somewhat rogue federal agency. At the same time, he has made no indication that he wants to abolish ICE,
Exactly.
which is exactly what I would do. And not just because I think ICE should be abolished, even if I didn't philosophically disagree with ICE, just as an executive, I would want to do away with a department that's fucking rogue.
Right, and start over with your own leadership. It's such a fucking mess. But like I said, the only thing I can think is like, aren't there lots of unoccupied hotels because of this pandemic? Is it not possible to house them in nicer facilities? Like,
I guess the issue comes down to supervising them.
okay. Have you never been on a field trip where you stayed in a hotel with your chaperones It's not impossible.
And you know what? We did all kinds of shit we weren't supposed to do.
Exactly. We did. It's true.
But
But
no.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. It just doesn't look good. It looks bad.
I don't see them looking for other solutions, and I think that's the issue. You don't have to have the answers to know that someone else is doing something wrong.
Right. And also, there's a lot of people in the middle who are like fine with a little bit of, pretty paint being slapped on the cages and whatnot. And now they're like not outraged anymore.
But I mean, I again, I get it. I understand why they're in this situation. It's sort of like the whole Guantanamo Bay thing. Everybody wants to shut Guantanamo Bay down, but what do you do with those 40 people? The states won't take them. Some of these people are stateless. Their countries won't take them. And you know what? While these people were probably not terrorists,
They are now.
I certainly would be. You lock me up for 9 years, 10 years, 20 years?
20 years. That's how you get radicalized. Are you kidding me? This country has such a history of like going in and doing some shitty thing in another country, radicalizing the people, and then going, oh my God, they hate our freedoms. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you snatched me off the streets of Yemen based on nothing. Don't give me a trial. And guess what? You throw me in there with actual terrorists who are going to
I
radicalize
know, right? Like if you didn't know, now you know.
mean, but that happens with the carceral state anyway. Like, kids go into juvie and come out criminals.
It's a pipeline.
Yeah. Criminals are made inside the prisons.
Right. And it's for profit, so there's absolutely no reason to stop it in capitalism.
So the kids in cages are going to be Biden's Gitmo, which is awesome because he still has Gitmo.
I know, right?
There's 40 dudes there. 40, that's it.
What do you do with them? I really don't know. I know a lot of them aren't guilty of anything.
You let him go. I mean, this is going to sound maybe a little callous. How much damage can 40 guys do? There's plenty of other terrorists out there, just be 40 more. Honestly, YouTube probably recruited 40 new terrorists today.
Yeah, just in the last like 20 minutes of our podcast.
Embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has come under a bit of scrutiny as of late
Thank goodness.
for. Oh man, I was waiting for the other shoe to fall. I didn't want it to happen this way, but looks like the state of New York has been playing with the COVID death numbers a little bit.
Just a little bit. They were half what they actually were.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, the state of New York massively underreported COVID deaths in nursing homes and elder care facilities.
Yes. What they did is they sent the patients to the hospital, and if they died at the hospital, they didn't count it as a nursing home death.
And it looks like you say it's double.
It's
The amount of
double.
deaths in nursing homes is roughly double what was reported. Now, the state of New York, Cuomo and his representatives are saying that they did that because they didn't want to double count people.
No, I read that they said that because they were afraid of Trump and what Trump would do with his federal money. That's what I read. If they told him the truth, he might use them as an example and not give them any money.
I can't see. I didn't hear that. That is appalling.
That's what I read. Yeah, from one of the spokespeople. I can't cite it, but it's true. I'm not just making that up. Yeah. We've been hating on Cuomo for a long time, since the beginning of the pandemic, at least, when we were like, this motherfucker.
Can you believe people actually wanted to have a brokered convention and just install Cuomo as a Democratic
I
nominee?
mean, what the fuck? The man wrote a book in the height of the pandemic about how well good of a job he was doing. And I once got into like a Reddit argument because it was somebody who was praising how well he handled it, and they were like, yes, their whole thing is they kept going back to, yes, I know that was it like 30,000 deaths, 50, it was a huge number of deaths before they shut things down. And the person was just like, yeah, but after that he got it everything down, and then New York did a really good job, much better than the rest of the country. And it's like, you what, 30,000 people died. How is that a good job? Who cares if he finally got his shit together? 30,000 people died.
I think one in 200 New Yorkers died.
I mean, that's insane. Also, the information was there. There's been like studies that were like, if he had shut down a week or two earlier, which he had the information, thousands of lives would have been saved.
They kept the schools open weeks longer than any other major school district.
Yeah, so
And you know what they're doing next week?
what's that?
Movie theaters reopen.
Fuck that.
Like, what are they thinking?
Fuck that. Like, it would be one thing if we were like, I don't know, had a more a third of our population vaccinated, and like we're nowhere close to that. We're running out of vaccinations until more are manufactured.
I just can't imagine sitting down in a crowded ass room to watch Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Who cares? Ah, oh, man. Oh, did you read the Medium post I sent you? I sent it
Which
to you.
one?
It was
Oh, the Smith College one?
no, not that one. We can
No,
talk
those
about
are.
that if you want. But I'm talking about the one of somebody who worked for him who he sexually harassed. There are a bunch of women
Oh,
also coming
yes.
out now being like, we know he's a bully. But there are a bunch of people coming out that are like, he sexually harasses women. Surprise, surprise.
And let's be honest, the only reason he was ever even elected is his name.
It doesn't
Because
even seem
those of
like
you
he
who don't know.
wants to do anything. He just wants to be elected.
Yeah, and he wants to be the president. But you know what? Every New York governor wants to be president. And there's always some derailing scandal, or you realize that everyone hates New Yorkers.
So
Do you
those of
remember when
you,
people were calling themselves Cuomosexuals?
yes, I don't know if you, I read, I can't remember, but I read a maybe it was a Medium post about that, and somebody was like, the headline was like, Cuomo isn't your boyfriend. Stop. First of all, this is gross. You would never do this with a female politician. Second of all, he's cutting Medicaid in the big, like big middle of the pandemic. He's cutting Medicaid. He's not a good person. He's a Republican. Truly, he is.
That's so gross. And just the term homosexual makes my skin crawl because it's just the history of when his father ran for mayor against Ed Koch, and they were putting up Ed Koch, who was a
Yes.
longtime mayor of New York who never married.
He's a little, what is that called? A perennial bachelor. That's what they used to call.
Confirmed bachelor.
Confirmed bachelor is what they used to call.
Yeah,
Called.
but they put up flyers around the city that said, "Vote for Cuomo, not the homo."
Oh my God. That's not even a whisper campaign. That's just like a poster campaign.
Yeah, it was so ugly. I mean, Cuomo never won mayor of the city, but he went on to be governor.
Right. Maybe that's why he hates mayors of New York City, because he never got to be the mayor.
New York lacks a recall for politicians. There is no mechanism for doing that. Whereas, like, there was a movement in LA about a month ago to try to recall Gavin Newsom. That absolutely would happen if New Yorkers had the ability to do that. You know, California gets a lot of things right. California's referendums, because there's so many laws that could pass and have popular will, but because of gerrymandered legislatures, you just can't get the progress. And recall, I think there should be recall of every politician everywhere.
Yeah, don't a lot. I mean, the UK does that.
It's a very like European, like
Yeah,
parliamentarian type thing.
where it's like, we don't like you. We're gonna recall you.
It's a vote of no confidence.
Yeah, basically. But so apparently the Republicans are pushing to impeach him, but I mean, it's probably gonna not gonna go anywhere.
I say do it. Like, I have no love for the Democrats or Democratic electeds. When they fuck up, get them out of there. Like, I still don't understand how Virginia's governor and lieutenant governor were allowed to skate.
I have no idea. I have no idea. That's the problem though, is like I feel like leftists will be like willing to like be like, you suck. But Republicans, I think this is why they have the power usually, is because they just stick together no matter what.
But you know what? The libs don't have any standards either. I still
They
see a
don't.
lot of libs being mad that Al Franken got the boot.
I know, right? They're like, oh, but yeah, but Al Franken had to had to resign over some pictures, and it's like, well, those pictures had him pretending to hold a passed out woman's boobs, so.
Oh, and then someone else said that like he forcefully kissed her. Like, there was plenty of evidence. It's like these people are replaceable.
Yes.
You know, Al Franken. What, did we get Klobuchar? No, we didn't get Klobuchar. We already had Klobuchar.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, he was replaced by another Democrat.
Right.
It's like, why do you care about these people? Let them go. Show that we have morals. We have standards.
Yeah, but they don't. I know it's such an overplayed meme on Twitter and elsewhere, but it's the one where they're like, Republicans, no stimulus for you. Democrats, no stimulus for you. And then it's like, heart, rainbow,
Pride flag.
pride flag. And it's like, yep, that's truly what it is. Well, did we get it all out?
I get so frustrated talking about the same things. I did not have high expectations for a Biden administration, but I have to say, they're not even trying.
They're not. I know. I sent this to my group chat and I got a little bit of flack for it, but and I told it to you. This past week marked 500,000 people have passed from COVID, and there were headlines everywhere where it's like Biden is going to observe a moment of silence, you know, and everybody was like clapping for that. And I'm like, oh, really? A whole fucking moment? Great. Thank you. A whole fucking moment. That's literally all you're doing.
500,000 people. That's like 40,000 more than the population of Miami.
That's
Because we just
insane.
lost Miami in
Yeah.
less than 12 months. And there was just no Biden. There's no Biden COVID plan. Now, I understand that the COVID relief bill is still being fought in Congress, but that bill notwithstanding, what has he done? There's no mask mandate. There's no
Well,
lockdown.
there's a mask mandate in federal buildings. He did that. I know. Jerk off
There's no
motion.
lockdown. He's still trying to open schools. I just don't see how Biden's COVID mitigation is materially different from Trump's. It's the same thing. He's just like, Trump didn't take it seriously, lied and did nothing. Biden takes it seriously and does nothing.
Yes, he just expresses empathy, and that's as far as it goes, which, you know, Trump didn't do, but guess what? That's still not enough. The Democrats are all false promises and empty gestures.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's genuinely moved by it, but not enough to be someone other than Joseph Robinette Biden.
I mean, he has backed off of everything. Minimum wage at $15. He's backed off of that. No more $2,000 stimmy. Where is it? You know, it's just going to end up being a tax rebate where you don't have, like, you're not going to see that money. You're just not going to have to pay some of the taxes from last year.
But he's very sorry about it. In the words of Homer Simpson, sorry doesn't put thumbs on the hand.
There is a Simpson gif for everything. Really, there is. All right. Do you have any assholes of the week?
Do you have anyone?
Joe Manchin. He's,
Oh, interesting.
yeah, he's the most powerful man right now, I think, in Congress, maybe in America.
Easily the most powerful man in America, and he had like a quarter of a million people voted for him.
Yeah. Holding up nominations, refusing to do $15 minimum wage. You know,
Although, I kind of like the fact that he hung up the Nira Tanden nomination.
I mean, it's so hard to feel like it's like conflicted about that. Like, she's a woman of color, but then like also she's an asshole. So it's like, what do you do?
I mean, I don't care for a couple reasons. Because A, it's OMB. I can't name a single director of OMB in history. Nobody gives a shit. It's a bureaucrat. Secondly, it's just like I appreciate the level of petty. She got off some negative tweets about his ghoul of a daughter who like jacked up the price of
And
EpiPens.
that's why he's, oh, that's so funny. That is funny. And they're all, also the Republicans, I think, are like, she does mean tweets. And it's like, okay, what? The hypocrisy is just mind blowing. You know.
But in this case, I will allow that.
All right. Well, as always, follow us on all the things. Yeet the Press is our handle. Send us an email.
Yeah, we like that. Rate us 5 stars, tell a friend.
Yes.
And you know what? Thank you.
Yes, thank you
We
for
don't say that
listening.
enough.
Thank
Thank you for
you.
coming.
Thank you for listening. And thank you if you've left a review. And also, thank you to our good friend, Kevin MacLeod, for
Kevin
doing our
MacLeod.
hoot for doing our music. We're never gonna stop doing this bit, are we? Until we hear from him.
It's not even a bit. I know that I'm right, and it just incenses me that you don't defer to my authority.
I know that you're wrong because other people pronounce it MacLeod.
Well, until next week, guys.
Until next week.